This is the Australia Report with Vic Aladev. Good day, mate.
Vic Aladev, a very good morning to you. Hope you're well.
Good morning, Howard. It is good to talk to you.
Nice to speak to you as well. Let's get right into the news. Global Jewish leaders assemble in Sydney.
That's right. So in July 2023, so 3 months prior to October 7, a group called J7 was formed. The aim is to bring together the seven largest diaspora communities outside of Israel, collectively representing 90% of world Jewry. So in alphabetical order, we're talking about Argentina, Australia, Canada, France, Germany, United Kingdom, and United States. And they were invited to Australia just a few days ago by the Executive Council of Australian Jewry, representing the Australian component of this J7 group. And the rationale in them coming together was to share best practice in terms of all the issues which Jewish communities around the world face, outside of Israel, that is. And obviously, once October 7 happened, there was a very pointed agenda which straddled all the countries, and obviously not just the seven countries. So I was fortunate enough to attend a Shabbat dinner four nights ago on Friday night at Central Synagogue, where all the representatives of these the other six countries, other six communities, were and spoke. And very instructive to hear the commonalities. They all came to Sydney, to Australia, for the first time that they've come here. And obviously all expressing solidarity with what the community has been experiencing in the last 2 years, and then sharing what's been going on in their own communities. And as listeners would be well aware, a lot of commonalities and common themes across the diaspora communities, and university campuses being one of the, again, university being one of the hotbeds of where the issues are. And so very instructive. And also instructive, I was particularly interested in the German representative talking about how the German government has been so strong and supportive of the rights of people to demonstrate on behalf of Israel, on behalf of the Jewish community in Germany, etc. And even then gave the case of one particular case where there'd been a lot of hostile demonstrations, and then this one woman who's not a member of the Jewish community, who day after day has been standing in the center of one of the German cities with an Israeli flag, right, and copying significant abuse, etc. But every day there are 10 or 20 or 30 German police around her to protect her, because it's her democratic right to be standing there with an Israeli flag. So quite encouraging to hear that. And just interesting to hear the shared experiences across the diaspora world.
Yeah, absolutely. And no doubt many, many similarities as well. London initiatives, initiative leaders on a speaking tour in Australia. Is this linked to that?
It's not. But what it is, interestingly, is that the founder is a former South African, and his name is Sir Mick Davis.
Oh,
and he left South Africa. We left South Africa, went to England, made a lot of money as head of something, a company called X, the letter X, and then Strata, became chair of the British Conservative Party, and he has formed something called the London Initiative. Now, and I was fortunate enough to hear him twice in the last few days, passionately pro-Israel, pro-Zionist. However, the difference is that saying, but we, the diaspora community, need to speak out and criticize where criticism is due. So when we see terrible things happening amongst the settlers, or Smotrich, or Ben Gvir, etc., saying things which are unpalatable, we need to condemn them. And so that's the difference from J7 to the London Initiative, strongly supportive, and he's got an Israeli representative who was with him as well. And they spoke multiple audiences in Australia, and again, strongly pro-Israel, but saying that we, the diaspora, need to criticize where criticism is due. So very different, and there are a lot of questions, some of the questions saying, but, who would listen to diaspora views anyway? So, and they said, well, Israelis care and Israeli Arabs care. So a different perspective completely from the J7, which was all about, you know, what I just said a moment ago.
Very, very interesting. And finally, Young Labour unanimously passes a motion to tackle anti-Semitism.
A very encouraging. Yeah. So we have Labour parliaments and Labour governments mostly right across the country, including in the federal parliament, and here in the state of New South Wales as well. And two young Jewish leaders who are members of Young Labour took a motion to the New South Wales Young Labour Conference, and they put a motion to implement a six-point plan to tackle anti-Semitism, that there will be no space for unequivocally condemning it. And the amazing thing is it was passed unanimously. And that includes establishing a cross-factional working group to advise on matters relating to anti-Semitism, inclusion, etc., an annual Young Labour Shabbat dinner to promote understanding. So really good news, really encouraging. And the fact that it was, first of all, that two young Jewish members had the courage to stand up and do this, and secondly, that it was passed unanimously, in a very gratifying indeed.
It really, really is. Vic Aladev, thank you as always. That's the Australia Report for the week. You can catch Vic every Tuesday at roundabout this time.